Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told that no sannyasi would see to see that wooden female
figure.
And this is somewhat resembling to lust of this world. But yet it is not lust, but very high. So, what to do? We can tell some where there is not so high. You want to read next
30? O lotus-eyed one, at some time will I adorn your fingers with glittering rings and your two graceful arms, which are so dear to Lord Hari, with blue armlets studded with jewels.
This is 28?
30. 28 was about the Kanchuli, and 29 was about the pearls.
Mukta Mala, 29. It has been done. And then 30th is this and this. Father of Nata Krishna. Though he is not a sadhak, he is siddha. But yet, he is playing the role of sadhak. He has passed the stage of Nathan Bhutti Nishari Ti Asakti Bhav. In Bhavavastha he should. He is always in that mood, 24 hours. But sometimes in internal, half internal, and in the sense, but when he is in senses, he is reminding all these things, always. No worldly things he remembers. What he has seen in footage or inner dasa, he is remembering all. In the last day slope, what he has done? He has given Mukta Mala in the neck and in the Vastapal of Srimati Radhika. This is the aid of Krishna. And Krishna is so much in Klanti, Klanti means
tired.
Vilas time. So Shiva is doing that seva. And when he began to give that mala in the neck, he saw that there was nothing. He came in senses and began to weep, rolling down on the bank of Radhapur, weeping. After some time, he became senseless, like, and he saw that she was with Srimati Radhika. I have told that I have taken bath in Java, and all the sakhis are there, especially Tulsi or Rati Munjan, is decorating Srimati Radhika. And remembering Srimati Radhika, the past tense of with Krishna, all the sakhis are sometimes laughing, sometimes joking, and remembering Srimati Radhika. Now he is given the mala. He is given chudi in the hand. So you know?
Restless.
Like green
restless.
Very beautiful.
Ring.
And remembering Srimati Radhika. How Krishna gets this? Because these arms of Srimati Radhika, Krishna wants that it will come in my name. And so it is very near and dear to Krishna, these hands. Very smooth, very round, very pleasant, having some fragrance also. So, Hari Daita, Hari Krishna, Daita means?
Beloved.
These hands are very dear to Krishna. So he wants to decorate his hands. Now, giving this bracelet in the hands of Srimati Radhika, remembering how Krishna decorates with this bracelet into your hands and gives a very good ring in your fingers. So remembering this, Manishaya Khachitabhi Neela Chudavali. Manishaya Khachitabhi. Various kinds of money. Jewels. Are in that story. That's it. when they serve Krishna, Krishna becomes so pleased, And they Vaju jhankar karti hai.
Jingle the sound of the braces.
That Krishna attracts to that sound. Raghunath Das Goswami has told that Radhika's Swarup is made of Mallik Krishna Mahabhava. His everything, his all ornaments are made of Mahabhava. So this Churi is also that way, also of Mahabhava. Here he is telling Neela Sudavali ji. Neela Sudavali, the color of the bracelet are neel. Same color as Krishna is. Srimati Radhika wears the cloth, this thing, or any ornament. It is near and dear to Krishna, and he
reminds
Krishna. So he, anything which is like black or neel, he, it sees that thing. He remembers always. So everything he wants to take, which is as a neel. So neela churi. In Radha Siddhanidhi it is written, Krishna Pakho Navakubalayam Krishna Saras Samalo Nilam Bhojastava Rutipadam Nam Rupaik Sya Krishna. Krishna's name is very near and dear to Radhika. Krishna Roop is very near dear to Srimati Radhika. Krishna Paksha, Krishna Paksha Ratri. The night, there are two kinds of night, Krishna Paksha and Gauru Paksha. Krishna Paksha, in which Krishna takes neel sari, neel everything, and goes to Krishna, avichar. So Krishna Paksha, that anyone cannot see her. So Neel Paksha, Andhakar Ratri, is suitable for Srimati Radhi. So it is very near and dear to Radhika. Neel Kamal, red Kamal, and there are so many various kinds of colors. But Srimati Radhika only chooses Neel Kamal, not reddish, not any. Because this resembles the Krishna soul. Samal is Shyam, neel. So he loves very, very much that Samal tree. He does not love Kadamba tree, but Samal tree, not anyone other tree. But Samal has no qualification at all. Its fruits are not useful, like a poison. When anyone's teeth becomes
hooked,
huh?
it touches the flower, it pokes it.
Pinches?
Pokes.
And also, the fruit is used when any one state has become, मतलब उसको सड़ जाता है पैर, क्या होता है पैर में सड़ जाता है ना बरसात से पानी से,
इंजरी
बाय रॉटन, द पैर रॉटन बाय वाटर, ऑलवेज वाटर वाटर
इंफेक्टेड,
देन दैट फ्रूट इज गिवन वेरी डीप
पॉइजन.
So anyone does not eat, an animal does not eat. No very great tree, anyhow, but it is resembles to Krishna. So it is very near, near to Radhika. And Radhika loves it, so we also love it. Otherwise, no quality, no good fruits, sweet fruits are anything. Goat cannot take the lips of a cow, does not take the lips of tamal because it is somewhat bitter, not sweet, like tulsi, like mango, when new one ready, we can taste, or other lips we can taste, but not tamal. But yet it resembles, it has been told that Rup Goswami perhaps or anyone has told that I'm writing this Vidarbha Madhav. It has no qualification, but only the affection, love with Radhika and Krishna it has. No other qualification. But yet, when bhakti will see it, then they will so much love it. So Radhika only sees that if it is resembled to Krishna, like Krishna, and it remembers Krishna, then it is love. So Krishna Paksha Rat, night of Krishna Paksha, Nilkamal, Tamal, Naumeg, you know,
new
cloud. Like Krishna, sometimes Srimati Radhika praise the cloud. Sometimes he has so much envy, some all these things. Sometimes, when she is in what?
Man.
She does not go near Tamal. Does not like to see
cloud. Doesn't like Shyamala.
Nilkamal, don't. She will tell us. So friends, she is in mood of not in Vira, man. Then she left this
black
or nil tulle. But when she is in man, she will take up all these tulle and sell it. Because the symptom of Mahabhava is that anything which is like Krishna, 1% even, what to tell of 100%, 1% of the quality of Krishna, the color of Krishna. She sees Mahabhava dekhe thaur jangam, taha taha hoy taar si Krishna. So anything which is like Krishna in any way, Bhakta Mahabhagavat, seeing them, Krishna Spruti comes here, like Uddipana. This is the symptom of Mahabhava. And Srimati is not Srimati, Mahabhava. She is the guru of the Mahabhava. She is what? Mahabhava Sarupa Radhika. She is like Krishnamayi. She is Krishnamayi. Always seeing Krishna. Always seeing Krishna. Krishnamayi tar antare bahi. Outside and inside. Everywhere. Where she sees Krishna. Anywhere. If you see, she will see that tree, she will remember Krishna. Because it is me. If you see anything, bas, you know, bansi,
bamboo.
She will remember bansi and again Krishna. Anything. So, Raghunath Das Goswami, in his real form, inner form, in Tulasi, she is also Krishnamayi. At first she is Radhamayi. And Srimati Radhika almost comes in that manjari, Tulasi. So, the mood of Radhika comes in the mood of that Raghunath Das Goswami. So he is telling to Radhika in the Rakshi. In the Varakshi. Hindi Varakshi means?
Blue.
Kamala Nayana. But Hindi. Hindi
Varakshi. Blue, dark.
So it seems that Srimati Radhika has taken Krishna in his eyes. Always. So she is Hindi Varakshi. And hearing this, Srimati Radhika becomes so pleased. She is saying, thinking that she knows my all mood. And remembering me, Krishna, by this endeavor. Krishna is endeavor and she is Indivarakshi. So, remembering Srimati Radhika, she is getting that restless in the hands of Radhika. Remember the past time. When Srimati Radhika, with this bracelet, embraces Krishna. And Krishna becomes controlled to Radhika. When Radhika is out of sight and Krishna is searching, anyhow, this next sound, Krishna knows that where is Srimati Radhika. And Krishna goes to Radhika and meets. So it is very helpful to Krishna in searching also. This Hari is who? Hari Daita. Hari Daita means beloved of Radhika is Hari. Not beloved of Krishna is Radhika, but beloved of
Radhika.
So, Srimati Radhika thinks that Krishna is mine. Krishna is her. And this bhav is so
strong
and high. Chandravali has the bhav that I am of Krishna. But here Krishna is of Radhika, and Krishna is like so much. This is the Madhya Bhava. Here, why he is told Hari, the beloved of Radhika, why he has told Hari, the word Hari, Hari Daita? Because he takes the shame, Vamya, Man, those who are obstacle in meeting. Krishna takes all these things. So Haran means Hari. Yes.
Take away.
So here is Hari. Krishna is so wise that by his rule, by his virtue qualities, beautiful qualities, and Venu Madhurya, he takes all the things which are obstacles for Radha to meet Krishna, and Srimati Radhika at once meets this, giving up lajja, man, vamya, and all that. So he is Hari. When Radhika is in man, he makes a strong desire that I will not see Krishna. Anyhow, what Krishna will do, he will try, but I will not see Krishna, I will not speak with Krishna. But at that time also, eyes are not in control. The eyes of Radhika is not in control. She has made up her mind strongly that I will not see, but eyes are going to see. She has a strong will that I will not go to Krishna, but feet are going to her. She has made up her mind that I will never
talk
to Krishna, but her mind and heart always like to talk. He has forbidden her, no, that don't take the fragrance of Krishna, but they are always eager to talk. She has forbidden her ear not to hear the sound and bansi dhvani of Krishna. But they are not listening at all. They are out of control. Once Purnima came and told her that I have heard that you were chaste lady in whole Braj. But now so much rumor is going on that you are not chaste. You are very much asakta with Krishna. She told that, what can I do? I made up my mind very strongly that I will not see Krishna and I will not have anything connection with Krishna. But when he sees me, he comes to me. When I push him, he comes to me. When I like to cry to gather person, he
covers my mouth.
And when I want to run from there, he
blocks my way.
And what should I do? You should tell that if Krishna does with you all these things, what will you do? So, when he see mess in her mind that I will not speak, I will not speak to Krishna, then at once Krishna comes, you see, and wait for me, that only you should
look at me,
only one time. Once you should look, I will go away. See, always trying to see from there, here, but not directly. So in Radharasudhanidhi it is has been told that those who have not seen this first time of Krishna and Radha, their eyes are in them, their mind is in them, their heart is in them, that person is useless. So reminding all these things, Raghunath Das Goswami or Tulsi Manjari is giving this practice in the hand and this. When she was giving all these things to Radhika, in his swaroop or his purti, and reminding Srimati Radhika, Krishna, when he was giving apples, he came in and that his purti went on. And she saw that there are no hands of Srimati Radhika. Again breathing. Now he is prarthana, doing prarthana. The when that day will come, O Srimati Radhike, kneel in the varaha. That I will give that kneel kinds of to the bracelet in your hand and kneel money given in the finger
ring.
I will give in your hand. And she is sitting and sitting. If a sadhak always remembering Krishna and Srimati Radhika, having the mood that I will serve them, always, not a single minute here in world, then this will automatically come in down. That's Adi.
I heard a story that I heard that you said it, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur delivered one ghost who was a pujari in his past life, in Navadvip. He was offensive to devotees, and then he became a ghost. And later on, he was delivered by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I was wondering if you could briefly tell that story. You know which one I mean? He was, after he died, he was a ghost and he went on the roof of the
Why
temple.
Why he became ghost?
Because he was ascending devotee. And he was throwing rocks from the roof as a ghost. Can you tell that story? I heard it.
Know.
You don't know it? Oh.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written any
fact? You know, I heard some of it. He was traveling with Srila Bhaktivinoda Prabhupada.
But where it is written? I have not heard from my Gurudev or any test book. But I know that. I have firm belief that anyone who are Vaishnava Hindu, Vaishnava again, there will be surely more than here. They will go to heaven. Vaishnavas are well than that Vaishnava Hindu.
Someone may be externally serving Krishna, but if he's a Vaishnava Ninda, then Krishna is not accepting his service?
No. Like Jarasandha? Jarasandha is telling to Krishna that why you are flying away, running. You are very sadachari.
Well behaved.
You are sadachari, you know?
Good behavior.
Having no ill connection with any lady.
Oh.
Brahmachari.
You are brahmachari. You are not a liar. Paramasatyavadi. You have born in very good family. Why he is telling? That your charitra achha nahi mane kya?
Heart,
your activities,
character.
Not ability. Charitra.
Behavior.
Character. Your cause is loose. That is he is telling sadachari. Opposite thing. Like, kya kata hai? Like? You are
sarcastic.
But this is Ninda. Ninda.
What if one offends a Mahabhagava Vaishnava, and then that Mahabhagava Vaishnava goes to uppercut Lila before that sadhak is able to recognize their aparad and to beg at the lotus feet for forgiveness? What happens? How are they able to obtain forgiveness?
Yeah.
Mahabhagat
ka
aparad ho gaya.
Mahabhagat ka aparad nahi hota. No aparad.
Hum Mahabhagat ka prati aparad kiya. Lekin wo Mahabhagat ne aprakat lila mein chale gaya. To wo chale jane ke baad wo sadhak realize kiya. To uska kaisa sadhana?
Always praying. Always waiting and lamenting for that. And being always Harinam, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And knowing no, koi aparad nahi kare, kisi bhi Vaishnava ke.
Not committing any more offenses
to anyone. Then it will be.
That Mahabhagavat from the most.
Mahabhagavat does not take any offense to anyone, like Krishna. But he sees that. Who sees that? The follower of that Mahabhagavat.
Follower?
His disciples, and followers. There is. They will pack the wind.
So my second question now. Star Maharaj. The picture had been taken in
Delhi. And I was giving lecture.
Right.
And all became so pleased and
blessed.
I told, when I told half an hour, who is controlling, he told me not to speak more. But all of them get told that, oh, shut up, your mouth.
Right.
1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. Then I continued and spoke more than
What happened at that moment?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life and at that time I was telling about Dasmul Tattva, ten principles of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and was explaining. I was reciting the slope, Amnaya Praha, Sattam Hariniha Paramam, Sarvashaktim Rasabdhim,
Savinnansasya
Jivan Prakriti Kavalitan, Vimusansya Bhavat, Veda Vedam Sakalma Vihare, Sadhanam,
Sudra Bhakti,
Bhaktim, Sattam Sastriti Mere, Iti Upadeshati Ganan, Gauti Sangrah, Vaisa, that is. Giving so many
examples
and
quotes,
all that.
You looked
at me. At that time, we had not taken sannyas.
No? No?
After that. He had not gone to bed.
Dosa Maharaj, Bhakti Charan Maharaj?
Bhakti
Charan.
This was the mayor of Delhi.
Samaraj, so what?
Mon Baba, the Bhujan community, all has become now. Keep it very carefully.